creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Tammy Nguyen.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of The Lightning Rod. So let's talk about this thing that has been, it doesn't really bother me much anymore, but it's still something that I kind of like to discuss because I think it's common in the business world. This whole concept of like concentrating on one. So a lot of people that have advised me in the very early stages of business, and I'm not here to say like, oh, we're like the pros here, so you need to always listen from us. I think it's important to hear both sides and hearing from different people who have experienced different things of the same topic. So a lot of people when I first started told me that I should be concentrating on one thing, and that one thing, whether it be like, oh, focus on like the money maker, or focus on like how to bring the money and the clients in, or focus on one social media, or whatever the lesson there is, like a lot of people just felt like they had to tell me that I should be focusing on one, because I think at the time we've always been pushing like this two-way split of our brand. Like we focused on like some media, so we did some blogging, and then we focused on partnerships and events. And I mean, like, it was a whole hoopla. Like, I get it. I know I seem all over the place, okay? Like I get it. But I just really want to share that today, is like, how has that helped our business? Because I was floppy everywhere. I was like wishy-washy everywhere with our concepts and what we were doing. So let me get that cleared out, and I just cleared my name right now on this podcast, is that the reason why we were so wishy-washy with our concept was because I was trying to build a concept that has never been done before. So I wasn't trying to be the normal company here. I bootstrapped the creative folks when I first started, still doing it till this day. A lot of it has been helped by our clientele, where I no longer have to bootstrap as much money, but I do still think about, you know, making sure that I have a savings in case like something falls through, etc. But that's another financial conversation. So overall, I was trying to build something that didn't really exist in Atlanta. Perhaps there's probably other brands out there that exist, so I'm not proclaiming we're the first. I'm not saying that we're the pioneer. I just saw that there was a lack in the community that I really loved being part, which is the creative community, and specifically geolocation, which is Atlanta, which me being in Atlanta, I didn't see a community like the one that I'm trying to build through TCF. So on the record, I was trying to build something a little bit more unique. I wasn't really trying to build the average day normal business. So It'll be surprising, because I think in the end I'll talk a little bit more about it in general, but yeah, I wasn't trying to build a normal business. So I understand why I looked wishy-washy, because I was doing so much. Like I said, to just recap, when we first started, we started a blog, and I thought that was actually our direction, was to become a media company where we go to events, or we go to anything like that and do coverage like journalism, a media outlet basically. And I quickly realized that's just not our thing. And so we did blogging for a couple more months in our very first year. Didn't work out. We stopped blogging completely. And then we moved into this transition where we were making content. So we would, the second year we started this podcast, so we would bring on interviews. We would do still some blogging where we did interviews instead, writing interviews. We'll post those on the website. We did events, we did partnerships with all these little small little businesses, etc. We did workshops. That was our very first year of doing workshops overall. I did some speaking engagements for free, etc. So excellent. Whoop-de-doo. And then now by now in 2020, we have such a better direction, because we realized, yes, in 2019, we needed money. So obviously, you know, doing all this community stuff is so awesome. Like, you're doing great for the community. However, you needed to make money. So a lot of people were telling me this. And so I took the hint, and I was like, okay, that makes sense. I have a team. At that time, I think we were a team of at least 10, and then it shrunk down to 6 or 5. Now we've been 5 consistently. And because of that shrink, I realized, yes, we need to be making money. So going back to the skill sets that I knew how to do, which was graphic design, I just went back to what I knew. some marketing, which I do that in the corporate setting. I do marketing for other people, for the agency side and all of this stuff. So I say all of that to say we revisited our roots as a team. What do we know how to do? And then started selling that as a service, which is why we opened the agency side to our business. But I have to admit though, a lot of that journey was hard. Because in my mind, I was so strict on not wanting to open an agency. And the reason why was because I saw the burnout that came with working in this field. And that's another conversation, by the way. Like, freelancing and burnout is so real. And then trying to open your own agency, oh yeah, double the burnout. It's crazy. So I was so against the idea of opening the agency because I knew what it was like. So for the longest time, I was against it in terms of like putting any effort toward it. But then I realized, yes, we had to make money. And this is where I get a little bit spiritual, is that I do believe like the universe said something to me that day. And we just started getting a load of clients come in. And then 2020 comes, the first few months, we're like, okay, like we're working on some retainer clients that we had from 2019. And then COVID hits. This is where I'm talking about the universe and stuff like that. The universe hits, or not the universe hits, but the COVID hits the universe. And then the universe comes and tells me, look, this is it. This is your pathway. So throughout the whole entire COVID journey, we got so many clients, you guys. And I don't mean to say it to be braggy, I just feel confident that the universe was talking to me. I felt like we were so secured. We weren't making like thousands and thousands of dollars. I'm not going to say that, but we were staying more than afloat. And as a startup business, especially when a pandemic hits and no one knows what the heck is going on and no one knows what their next step is, we were very fortunate to be able to survive past that. And right now, even though the pandemic is still going on, we feel very secured in our space right now. So if I had just, you know, let the idea roll in the beginning of 2019 and let the agency open a little bit sooner, maybe we would be in a different spot right now. But I am still very content with the idea that we opened it a little bit later. We had a team's discussion like, hey, opening an agency, I know I would be running most of it, but I need help. I can't just do it on my own. I know we need to make money, but I need help. And I figured that was the determining conversation for us. So that really helped that out. But okay, back to the main topic, though, after this whole universe conversation thing, concentrating on one thing. If I had only concentrated on the agency, which we experienced at the end of 2019, where because we were so bogged on making sure that we were earning money, because we concentrated on all of that, everything else in our company suffered, though. Everything else. I'm talking about the content, the partnerships, the workshops. None of that could even grow because we were so concentrated on the agency. Am I blaming that? No, not at all, because I felt like we had to go through that in order for me to have this conversation with you now. So how did I deal with that? I had to find a balance, and it was so hard, and I'm still trying to find that balance today, you guys. Like, it's been a year since I think we opened the agency. I think it's about to turn a year, and I'm telling you, like, the battle is hard. The battle to find that balance is difficult. It's super difficult. We're still battling it right now, but we've gotten a lot better. However, I say all of this to really pinpoint on the topic today, on concentrating on one thing. I don't think you should concentrate on one thing. I feel like if you have the passions and you have the feel, then go for it. Go for all the passions that you have in a good capacity. So I'm not saying, like, you know, to like, if you had like 100 different passions, go all out like right now. Make sure that there's a plan in action. Make sure that there is a battle plan, basically. Make sure you do have some type of roadmap built out in your mind so that you can follow it. At least you can see where the mishaps are happening, et cetera, or you know where to change, you know where to fix. Because we trialed so many projects back in 2018 and the beginning of 2019, by the end of 2019, when we started the agency, a little bit chaotic to change over to just doing agency alone. But that has fueled us into 2020 doing a lot better. So like I told you in the beginning, where when COVID hit, universe was talking to me, all of that stuff, and we really skyrocketed in the agency part. that's where it took the balance, was like, okay, I know I'm skyrocketing over here. Obviously, I have to serve the clients because they're paying us and they've already made their deposit, so I have to take care of them. However, how can I still maintain the brand? How can I still maintain the other side of us? So I just literally wrote it down. I wrote it down to myself. What are these projects that I want to accomplish, and how far can I space them out to where we're still consistent and we're still in people's mind and we're not just an agency? Because again, I still am holding on, even till this day, I'm still holding on to the fact that we are not going to be a forever agency. I feel like that's going to be a subunit of our company. However, a big part of our company is that initial passion that I had for it, which was serving the Atlanta creative community, and soon enough, probably worldwide, probably nationally, all of that stuff. But none of that can happen unless we built that brand. So it took a lot of convincing on the team part, is just talking to them like, okay, I know we have this agency part and it's making us a lot of money, but we also have to be able to balance and trial out what it's like to have our brand work hand in hand with our agency. So that's where Sheena came up with our fabulous line. It's not our slogan, but it's like our main descriptor of connecting business and creativity together. So being that bridge. And that's where I felt like everything just made more sense, because we literally just wrote it down. We wrote down our purpose. What did we want to do? We want to bridge creativity and business together. So that was the whole start of TCF, was bridging that, because I saw a lot of people in the creative community not having the tools and the access and the resources to do business effectively. Because I've done freelancing in Atlanta. I was a freelancer at that time. I saw the difficulty. So that's why we felt like blogs were what we needed. We decided, you know, let's do a podcast. Let's do this. Let's do that. So that's why we're here today on the podcast. But that was the initial start. And then obviously we needed the money, so we opened the agency. But on our agency end, what is going to happen there? Do we just accept any client just because we needed money? Or what do we do? So that's why we targeted certain people for our agency. We targeted startups and small businesses less than 5 years. And the reason why is because they are businesses. So serving that business part of that one line that Sheena made up for us, serving the businesses by giving them the creativity that they're missing because they can't find the resources to do it, or they don't have the access, they don't have the money or something of that sort to reach that creativity level that they're looking for to really properly skyrocket their brands and their companies. That's where we come in. We have all of that. We have the creativity. So we provide them with that, obviously, for fees, for our whatever payments that we make with them or they make with us. And that's how it goes from there. So from on the business side, on the agency side, it's really helping business owners with the creativity aspect. But with our content side, our other side of the company, we're working with creators with the business aspect, because we're working with both simultaneously, hand in hand. And to say that that was easy to get to this point, it was not. So I just want to reconfirm, it was not easy. It took a lot of time. And again, I don't even know if this is something that we would do long-term. Is it our pathway? I don't know. But is it a pathway we're very satisfied with right now? Yes. Yes, it is. And we anticipate, you know, doing this long-term as long as possible until people get tired of us, I assume. And what I found was very good was that hearing that validation from the community. So when people started telling us, yo, I just love the concept of TCF. I love the name. I love the concept. I love that you guys are an agency, but you're also doing all this cool, awesome stuff for the community. That's awesome. Because I couldn't find another brand. And it all started because I could not find another brand that I really vibed with in Atlanta. So I wanted to create that brand. Hopefully I reach other people who are looking for that similar brand to really vibe and connect with. And so we built that, and now we are still in process of building it. And you guys are here on this journey with us, which I feel so blessed to have. Again, the universe spoke at the right time. We enacted, we took on the opportunity, and now we're here. So all of that to say, the whole concept of, you know, focusing on one thing, I don't encourage it. I encourage if you have multiple of subunits of the same passion, or like you have multiple ideas, really take your time. Sit down, talk to somebody. You can even talk to us if you want to. If you really just need that like additional little push from somebody that has already done it, we are more than willing to do that. But really though, take your time, sit down, look at your passions, what it is you want to do, and start building from somewhere. It doesn't start automatically as an agency and a content creation team out of nowhere. As you can see, it took 3 years to get to this point, and we don't know what 3 years to come will behold from there. We don't know if we're going to change our concept. We don't know if down the road, will we still be the same company that we are today? Obviously, that kind of stuff changes, but that stuff can't change without conversation. So you don't start the conversation with yourself. I don't think it's possible. Like a lot of people are, like I said in the beginning, people were telling me just focus on one thing. Like you guys are doing too much. And that's the thing though. I don't want to be the normal company that just focuses on one thing. I have a lot of passions that I really wanted to build TCF to become. So there's still a lot, and I still have an ongoing list of ideas for TCF that I am not able to accomplish right now. But that's what I'm saying is that when you kind of stick yourself to that one thing, one, burnout is huge. Two, you get bored of your own idea. And three, it becomes boring to the public because you're just doing this one thing all the time. However, I'm not here to knock it. A lot of people just focus on one thing because that's all they have the capacity for. And that is okay. There is nothing wrong. You do not have to copy what we do, nor do we have to copy what someone else is what someone else is doing. I just feel like if you have the passion, go for it, try to build something out of it. And then if you felt like, yeah, I'm doing a little bit too much, then you scale down from there. You don't have to, take in other people's connotation or people's like perception of your business. Build it out for yourself first. Like, is this something that you could potentially grow, and do you have the capacity for it? So like, if you're building like a multi-sectioned business, it requires a team. So I'm not going to sit here and say I did this all by myself. Obviously having a team was a lot easier to make this process happen. You can find a team, you can build a team for your sake, or if you can't do it and it's only you, scale back a little bit, and it's okay to start concentrating on one thing and then building from there. Or like me, it's okay to start all this stuff and then start knocking things off that you felt like just didn't work anymore. Like I said, we started as a blog, no longer works, kick it to the curb. Now we want to do other stuff. We have to sacrifice something in our company to make sure that that new thing can fit in. So it's a lot to think about, you guys. And I just don't want you guys to feel like, you know, I only need to concentrate on one and that's just not your style. If it's not, and you have the capacity to handle more than one thing, do it. Because it's your business at the end of the day. So I couldn't even advise any better advice than that. But that is it for today's episode, you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I know it's a little bit all over the place because there was no script, but I felt very passionate about it. I felt like just trialing different things has helped us build our company. So when I hear other people say like, you should have just concentrated on one, maybe you would have been in a different place. Sure. But who knows? I didn't take that route. So I don't know. If it worked out for you, good. If it didn't work out for you, here's what I did. That's really what I really want to get into today. That's pretty much it, you guys. I really want to hear your opinions. Do you feel like we took the wrong move? Do you feel like you resonate with what I said today? Like, I really want to hear. So you can email me at letstalk@thecreativefolks.org. I'm happy to hear what you think. Did I inspire you? Are you about to go out and build your next multi-million dollar company? Or are you rethinking your steps? I really want to know. I'll see you in the next episode. Let's hustle.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the Creative Folks.